I heard a rumor that there are imposters in Snippetland. Today, we're going to find out. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. That would be you, helping you drop the wine and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet. Gals, I really got to clear the air today. We're here to clear the air, not only the air, but clear out snippet land a little. Do you belong here? Let's find out. But first of all, why does that even matter? Okay, here's why. If you are here because you want to quit drinking or you've already quit, and you're struggling with alcohol, and you're over 40, and you're all those things that we talk about here, the question becomes, is that who you believe you are? What identity do you walk around with? Does it match your desires? If you desire to have an alcohol-free life, and that's why you're hearing my voice, do you actually believe that you can be a woman who lives a happy, alcohol-free life? Who you believe you are is really important. Your internal narrative, now we've talked a lot about that, and we're right in the middle of a book study here about thoughts, right? We're looking at James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh, and it's all about our thoughts. But this isn't quite the same. It's not about your thoughts, although obviously you're going to think. It's about your identity. Do you believe on a deep level that you can live not only alcohol-free, but happy and contented? Do you believe that you can live that way? Can you see yourself living that way? Can you visualize it? Can you imagine yourself being that woman? Because if you're not or can't, today's the day you got to start. This is a major, major undertaking, and it's a very important one. Starting today, I want you to write in your journal, who am I? What is the identity of the woman I'm trying to become? The woman that I intend to become? The woman that I want to become? The woman that I believe that I am? Who is she? Write it down. And if you're designing this identity in your journal and there's something in your gut or in your heart saying, liar, imposter, don't worry about it. That's a separate voice. What we want to do is just start from the identity. Write down who she is, the woman that you want to be, and don't allow that internal voice to slow you down. I'm not asking you to start lying to yourself today and start parroting affirmations. I am free from alcohol. I am happy without drinking, or anything else that might feel like a lie to you, might not. Instead, let's get this clear. Write down in your journal who she is. Define yourself. Create an identity that you can grow into. That's really what we want to do. We want to create the identity we want to grow into. Now, I come here and I say, hello, gals. This show is for ambitious women 40 plus. I talk about how you've got your life, your so-called high functioning, right? So your life is going on, but you're struggling with alcohol. Often, very few people know about it. You're not falling down drunk at work, right? So I'm often defining you, and you're here. So that means you must agree with me on some level about at least some of the ways I describe you. But do you? When I say that, do you think, yeah, oh yeah, this is where I belong because that's who I am? Now, just because overlaid on top of this woman is a struggle with alcohol does in no way nullify that identity. She is right there waiting to just come right on back. She's who you always were and who you will be once you just get it's like a veneer over top of us, the struggle with alcohol. It's not who we are. That's really what I want to say today, gals. Your struggle with alcohol is not your identity. Oh my God, I wish somebody would have told me that. Because mine went on so long, for over 30 years. So the identity that I had assumed was this woman who was hopeless with alcohol, that was always making a fool of herself, always over drinking, even if just in front of my husband, blacking out. That was my identity. That is my 30 plus years of identifying with that woman. No one told me I could be this woman, the one speaking to you now. And when I look back, I see I always was. I just had a problem with alcohol over top of it that I had to look after. It was never my identity. My identity is this Becca, the Becca speaking to you now, the Becca that helps women get sober, this woman. It's who I am, but I didn't know. And that's what I want you to do today. I want you to figure out who she is and realize she's you. And that the woman struggling with alcohol is the fake you. It's not the real you. It's just alcohol struggle. Oh, well, what we do with that is we get the help we need. We choose the path. I say this a lot. Choose your path and then hold on to it like a dog with a bone and don't let go until you get the results you want. So if you're not in some sort of journey to sobriety with others, then now is the time. And it just so happens, gals, that starting Monday, today is Friday. It is the beginning of Labor Day weekend. Well, Monday, September 1st is day one of my 7-day September sobriety sprint. This is a 7-day sprint. We could call it a challenge, a reset, call it whatever you want. It is 7 days with me live every day, me and other women just like you. I go live in the afternoon right around 1 o'clock to help you with any triggers. And I give you micro tasks to do each day. You share them. You hear other women and how they're approaching it. You get to know them. You're not alone. And for a solid week, you get to feel what it's like to be fully supported. At the end, if you're interested, I'll invite you to stay an extra couple of months with me. Women who do this, this is the key. So these events that I do are very powerful. The longest one we did, you may or may not have heard of my Juicy January, which was legendary. We did 31 days together. And then the women, a lot of the women in that 31 days decided to stay with me. And some of them stayed right into the summer, July, August, and they got sober. Right? They got sober. So this free event starting Monday morning is a moment in time that I hope you'll recognize. I hope you'll see there's a fork in the road right now sitting in front of you. And you can choose to just carry on doing what you're doing now. Or you can think, damn it, I'm going to try something different. What the hell do I have to lose to just see what this feels like? Come with me on a 7-day journey and let's see where it takes us together. Go to the show notes, tap the link, and let me know you're coming so I can send you all the information you need to get there. Because I'm doing this one different. It's not on social media. It's not on WhatsApp. It's in a private location just for the women who are coming. And very simple, easy to access. I would love to see you there and have an opportunity to help you start your sober life. And the very first thing we're going to work on, gals, day one, is identity. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.